Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. Movement continues. Marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show today. And I want to talk about this eclipse that's supposed to be coming up April 8th. And I'm seeing news articles saying that people need to be prepared. Like, not prepared like to see it. They got that information out there. You know, like if you want to view it. But I'm talking about, they talking about personally with you and your family. And they're saying that they have, you know, notion that things may, something can happen to where you need to have certain things done to make sure that you can get through whatever they expect to happen as far as if things go out, like the internet or electricity or things like that. They're saying that they have eclipse tips. And so I got a little list right here of some eclipse tips. But before I read that, let's listen to what they're saying, how to prepare.
Very rare event in a couple of weeks, and we talk about it so much.
Every single day. Fox 26's Anthony Antoine is here to talk more about what we're going to experience during the total solar eclipse, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, right? We've been talking about it for quite some time, and for good reason. April 8th, that is the big day, and certain parts of Texas will turn dark in the middle of the day, and the Lone Star State hasn't seen something like this in a very long time.
Texans are about to have a front row seat to a historic event. Every few years or so, the sun, moon, and earth all line up, creating the cosmic wonder that we call a total solar eclipse, causing near total darkness in the middle of the afternoon. In central Texas, schools have already canceled classes, and several counties have even issued disaster declarations. The last time this happened in Texas was more than 100 years ago, making this upcoming eclipse historically significant.
A total solar eclipse occurs somewhere on Earth almost every year. But in any given spot, it may be only every 350 years or so.
According to NASA, the Great North American Eclipse will stretch from Mexico to Canada and last anywhere from 3.5 to 4 minutes.
When the corona comes out and it goes total, it's like this eyeball looking at you from space, because the sun, instead of being bright, is dark, and it has this white halo around it.
Did you say corona?
Like somebody's eye looking down at you.
The eclipse is only visible to certain parts of the world, and every time it happens, its path changes.
So a few minutes before totality, when the sun gets to be really, really skinny, there's a diffraction pattern of sunlight.
Who is this lady?
That is on the ground, but it's sweeping past you at 1,000 miles an hour. And so you see that light on the ground look like little ripples.
All right.
Eye damage from
I'm done with that. All right, so check this out. There are some eclipse tips. The first thing they say is schedule errands and appointments early on that day, April 8th. Schedule errands and appointments early. They also want to say have communication plan with friends and family. This is what they're saying, according to THV 11 CBS News. Have a communication plan with friends and family. This don't sound like an eclipse. This sounds like, hey, just be prepared with this family plan on how to communicate. Like, get some walkie-talkies. This is what this sounds like to me, this tip. They also say have cash on hand in case of limited internet access. Have cash on hand. Weren't they trying to get rid of cash a second ago? Now everything is on these phones. Well, if the phones go out, you ain't going to have access to Apple Pay. Y'all, I know y'all using the Apple Pay in the wallet because at the Third Street Market Hall, they don't even take cash. But now they saying have cash on hand in case limited internet access. Also, they go on to say buy necessary groceries and gas. Fill up your cars. That's what they saying. You may want to fill up the car with gas during this time. Just in case, DJ Brother Z. And I don't know what they're anticipating to happen, but this is what they're saying you should be doing to prepare. And the last thing is expect heavy traffic and long lines for local services. Heavy traffic and long line for local services. So, hey, I'm throwing it out there. I've been telling y'all got to, you know, be ready for a rainy day or just in case the internet shut down or just in case the electricity go out. Are you ready, DJ Brother Z? Are you ready?
Nah.
Do you got a tank full of gas?
No.
Then you got groceries at the house?
Thankfully, I don't got to worry about that.
Oh, okay. So you got gross. You got that part.
Yeah.
You going to eat. You definitely going to eat if something bad happens. But this is what they say in Truth Nation. But if y'all want to call in and chime into the conversation, I'm going to open up the lines. 833-212-1017. Talk to text. 833-212-1017. If you want to talk about what's going on with Diddy, y'all can chime in. If y'all want to talk about this eclipse, are you prepared? Do you got the walkie-talkies? DJ Brother Z, you got the walkie-talkies. Do you got walkie-talkies? Do we still need walkie-talkies now? Do we got them?
I guess it's a good thing to have.
You may have to get the walkie-talkies off of Amazon. Look, 833-212-1017. We're going to take a few calls. Al, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Well, first of all, we got to stop acting like black people are so stupid and dumb, and we got to start giving them more motivation. Now, let's keep it 100, Tory. Can somebody make you sleep with another man?
Oh, you talking about with Diddy?
Can somebody make you sleep with another man over and over?
No. Nope.
Can somebody make you do drugs and become a drug addict?
No. Nope.
And you going to keep doing this over and over and over? That sounds like that's making it sound like black people don't have no willpower. So I can't sit
some
here
people
and even
don't,
agree with
Al.
That.
Some people don't.
Tory, as quick as black people are ready to fight, shoot, and kill, and you telling me somebody who gonna tell you get ready because tomorrow night something gonna play Moses. I'm not buying it.
Well, how do people end up in the cults? How do people end up in them cults? You know, out there, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid. How did that happen?
I think they probably slipped something in their drink, but I cannot sit here and say black people are dumb. I'm not going to sit here and say they're not.
Well, I don't think nobody said that was the case in the conversation today.
I understand it, but it keeps coming over and over. Either somebody tried to make somebody gay. Somebody making you do drugs and be a drug addict and give your stash away to everybody. Black people are not dumb and stupid. Yes, some can be naive, but that's not us. Can't nobody make me do no drugs. Can't nobody make me sleep with somebody that I don't want to sleep with that I already did. And I'm a very strong personality. So we got to start giving ourselves more credit, just like with these kids. Everybody, they don't know what they're doing. Yes, the hell they do. Because if you don't learn them, they'll learn you. And they had you out here looking stupid.
Mm.
Okay? That's why a lot of these older folks right now is buying pistols. Because they're not going to play with somebody else's kids. And don't you find it odd, Tory? Out of all this, you don't hear not one politician say, Listen, black people, since you got these children that got your first and last name, since you don't want nobody to talk to them, but they can run the streets all night, since you can't raise them, I'm going to make my job to cage them. Now, ain't nobody said that. You know why? Because they don't give a damn. Because everybody see here, well, the kids don't know what they're doing. Oh, yes, the hell they do. That's why they keep on doing it. And I'm a firm believer. If you out here carjacking, you deserve to be shot in your face.
What?
If they did it more, yes.
Well,
yes.
Well, I'll say this. Because carjacking, hold on. Carjacking is strong arm. Like, they got a weapon. So, hey, I mean, it sounds harsh.
If you're.
It sounds harsh, but may, hey, somebody might return fire and shoot. Shoot back.
But, Tori, my neighbor's already buying pistols because they're not going to deal with somebody else's kids. Think about this. This young adult, not a child, he's out here 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? He's going out his way to rob somebody who look like his mother or father who don't give a damn. And he don't know what he's doing. He don't know what he's doing.
Well, you got a right to defend yourself.
Exactly. So I figure if you can carjack and you can put bullets, you can get a bullet back. And then their mama, who sit there and say, my child was going to turn their life around, then she can get on TV and cry and get a GoFundMe. You see, here's the problem. Everybody say, oh, it's the community. Less correction. The community did not make that child. The community does not give first and last name. You got to start holding these parents accountable. How do you expect the community to look after a child when the child is being reckless and his own mammy and his own pappy ain't doing nothing? That's not how life works. So I'm not with that.
Mm.
If you're going to rob me, you deserve to get shot. And then your mama can get on TV and say how you want to change your life around. And she probably was sitting there reaping the resources too. But I want you to have yourself a good day. Don't let these people play with your mind because y'all smart, bright, and intelligent, and y'all are not stupid. Learn them before they learn you.
All right, Al. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. If somebody carjacking, that's more of a, I'm going to pull a pistol out on you to take your car. Now, you got a right to defend yourself against anybody, no matter what age group they are. You know, and you got a right to defend yourself. And many times, if people start taking that right to defend themselves from people that are trying to threaten their lives or, and things like that, Al may have a point. Al may have a point. It might start happening. But look, when we come back, we got some callers on the lines. And we got some talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Brewer season is finally here, and we want to celebrate the Milwaukee Brewer season with you, Truth Nation. From now through April, we will be giving away tickets to cheer on the Brewers live from American Family Field. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game, you must download the 1017 The Truth app and be on the lookout for your weekly Brewers push notifications. Play ball with the truth and go watch The Brew Crew by downloading the 1017 The Truth app today. Also, Truth Nation, join the Truth team Saturday, April 13th for our third annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. We want you to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and be a volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who joins gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. The Truth Community Cleanup is brought to you by, sponsored by, Cousin Subs. Hey, look, we've been talking about this eclipse coming up April 8th, and they're saying that everybody needs to be prepared whether you're trying to view it or whether you're just out and about and things happen or something may take place where, you know, you may need gas or you may need cash or the internet goes down or, you know, you need to communicate with your family. You need to come up with a plan. They're saying that you got to prepare that way, too. 0276 says, hello, Tory and crew. Regarding the eclipse, I bought a generator last summer. We need to have an emergency food supply, too, for at least four months, which you can buy online. It doesn't expire for 25 years. Love the show, Tory. Thank you for what you have done and will do. Hey, we're going to head to the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today?
How you doing, Brother Eddie? Are you ready for the eclipse that's going to happen April 8th? Are you prepared?
You know, I'll tell you what I did. 2 years ago, I went out, bought canned goods. I spent like $300. My buddy owns a Sendix store, and he had Progresso soup on sale for $1 a can. So I bought like 200 cans of this stuff just in case something went down.
Well, what was you preparing for?
I live with,
what was the situation?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you, you get on these podcasts on YouTube, and there's always a guy going, in 3 months, in March, the dollar's going to drop off. It's
right.
going to be worth nothing. You know, this guy predicted this inflationary period and this recession and this depression. So I go out, and I buy what I think, for two people, is about 3 or 4 months worth of food, water, and this is especially important, toilet paper. All right, that's the new gold bar, right? And so the girl I live with takes a look at the stuff, realizes that we're not using it because I set it to the side in case something happens.
Right.
And she gave it to, like, Goodwill, or she gave it to some soup kitchen.
What?
So one day I'm like, hey, where's the soup? She goes, oh, we weren't using it, so I gave it to the soup kitchen or something. And I'm like, what are you doing? That's the kind of, that's what I'm dealing with, okay?
Oh, wow.
I should be put up for sainthood, to be honest with you, Tori. So, Tori, let me apologize to the black community. Al was just on. And I want to apologize. Al was telling the truth, and he didn't stick with the narrative. And so I'm sure the African-American community in Milwaukee is a little offended that Al told the truth.
No, I think that a lot of people, when it comes to carjacking and dangerous ideas, they would agree with what Al said.
Are you sure?
I'm sure he was talking about self-defense. Well, I'm sure he was talking about self-defense.
He didn't say white supremacy, and he didn't say white supremacy and systematic racism is the cause of all this.
Well, like I said,
he told the truth.
The thing is, when you're talking about somebody approaching you in a dangerous way, I don't care how old you are, you have a right to defend yourself. And many times, if you can, you probably should.
I agree, but that's not today's narrative now, is it? Okay,
hey.
With that being said, Tori, let's talk about puffy combs, okay? Tori, you know I told you the story that I was in New York once and I almost had to, quite frankly, kick his ass. But I didn't do it, Tori. I didn't do it. The truth is that all these accusations and allegations, just like Judge Kavanaugh during the hearings, just like Bill Cosby, happened before the statute of limitation is up. Doesn't the statute of limitations mean anything? I think this is buyer remorse on these victims' parts. They partook in it and then after the fact felt bad about their behavior. And now all of a sudden Puffy's at fault for all this. I don't like the guy. He's not my type of guy. You know what I mean? He's not my cup of tea. But quite frankly, he's protected by the statute of limitations. I think it would be up for this. This stuff happened in the 90s. That was over 20 years ago.
Some of the accusations from one of the guys, the male, Ron Jones, this happened when he was making the Love album. He was producing the Love album, which is his last project that he had recordings and videos and things from.
Do you know how long ago that was?
The Love album? He dropped that last year, I think.
Okay. Still, all these people know about it. They are a party to the crime. If I see my friend doing something that is horrific, I will pull him to the side and say, listen, you better deal with this, because if you don't, I'm going to deal with it. What you did was wholeheartedly wrong. Go straighten this thing out, and if you don't, I'm going to do it. All right?
I agree.
But nobody's doing that. They're not doing that. They're benefiting their own agenda financially because this guy's worth $1 billion, and they're riding his coattails. So they're benefiting from it. So they're a party to the crime. They should be charged, too. If they know of such behavior and it's felonious, they should be charged also as a party to the crime. Sorry.
So you're saying if they witness things happen that are criminal and they don't tell, they're a party to the crime. But like I said, these people are upset. They asking for money, or they're going to turn this information into the feds. Now, I'll say this. Yeah. It seems like they asked for the money first before they moved into the legal ideas.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lack of credibility on all these victims' parts. And for this young gal to say, I was having sex with him and his friends, and he was tossing me around and doing this and doing that.
She was at the freak off.
Come to the east side of Milwaukee. Listen. Come to the east side of Milwaukee. That stuff goes on all
what?
The time.
What you mean they having freak-offs on the east side?
Well, I don't know exactly what a freak-off is, okay? But I'm telling you, people are sleeping around, and people have plenty of regrets. Mm. They sleep with somebody, and they go, I wish I wouldn't have slept with that guy. It's buyer's remorse. And they retroactively claim rape because 8 months later, do they regret it sleeping with somebody? Come on, Tori. How does any of it make sense?
Hey.
How does any of that make sense? He's going to be protected by the statute of limitations. They cannot just come out of the blue after 25 years and go, look at me, now I'm a victim.
That's what's happening.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's got the money to hire the best attorneys. And remember, if he goes in front of 12 people, he only has to get one or two of them to side with him. I think I can't believe any DA, knowing the statutes out there, would even bring it up unless there's some special New York or California statute that was just overturned or something or implemented. But I think rape allegations, if I'm not mistaken, you can go 7 or 8 years on that, but you can't go 26 years on that. Mm. And that's the deal. Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. I got things to do. I'm going to meet a bunch of people for dinner.
All right, Eddie.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tapping in. In the chat, Felix says, I'm at Myers and they have a little stand with glasses. Okay. While I was reading that, the computers went down, DJ Brother Z. What's going on? It ain't the eclipse, is it? All the computers just went out.
Hello.
All the computers just went out. I was trying to read the chat. Let's get somebody in here to get this stuff going again. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for the April 8th eclipse? They're saying, get prepared. I can't even read the talk to text. I guess it popped back on. Okay, it came back. What's going on, DJ Brother Z? Both of my screens went out. It crashed, right. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but we'll get it back up. It seems like it's getting back to the point where I can read what's going on the talk to text lines and in the chat. I'll tell you this. I've been kind of hearing talks that we have to get kind of prepared for something that may take place. Now, am I going to go all Yahoo about it? I don't know.
Not yet.
I do got stuff saved up just in case. But that's for any situation. You know, you should always have things in place and preparing. And like I said, if something does happen tomorrow, before I get to April 8th, are you prepared? These should be strategies and ideas that you just have in place, period. Because you never know. You never know. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we all love our Milwaukee Bucks and the Antetokounmpo brothers. This is why we're excited to announce that The Truth is now the home of the Analysis Podcast. The award-winning 1017 The Truth is teaming up with the Antetokounmpo brothers to form a championship duo. The Analysis Podcast debuts Wednesday, April 3rd at 6 p.m., the show will air every Wednesday night right after the Tory Lowe Show. Hear from our guests like Buck star Giannis and Dame Stephen A. Smith and YouTube sensation Jake Paul and many more. Milwaukee Black Talk just keeps getting better. Milwaukee Brewers baseball is back, and you can hear the Brew Crew live on the award-winning 1017 The Truth on Tuesday, April 2nd for the Milwaukee Brewers home opener. Listen to legendary voice Mr. Baseball himself, Bob Uecker, as the Milwaukee Brewers host our border rival to the west, the Minnesota Twins, at American Family Field. So do not miss Brewers baseball on The Truth. First pitch is set for 3:10 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd. Milwaukee Brewers baseball is live right here on 1017 The Truth. The award-winning 1017 The Truth proudly celebrates Women's History Month. Tune in all March as we celebrate the remarkable achievements of women throughout history. Follow The Truth on Facebook and Instagram as our very own Carrie Noni will interview history makers and share inspirational stories from the excellent women in our community that's doing great work. 1017 The Truth Celebration of Women's History Month is sponsored by the Milwaukee Police Department. Hey, look, joining me on the lines is Justice Wisconsin advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well.
Hey, what's going on? What do you think about what's going on with the Diddy situation?
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a dead cat on the line, meaning that the catch-22 is just crazy to me how, you know, Homeland Security is going after Diddy and his 70 sealed names. We still don't know from, you know, the pedophile island case or whatever, but it's, I'm taken back that they put his sons in handcuffs, like the egregiousness or how they ran up on him. And we know, you know, there's other bigger individuals who P. Diddy was being a puppet for, like Clive Davis and, you know,
the music industry,
the Royals. Correct. The Nickelodeon thing, where is Homeland Security for the individuals that raped these Nickelodeon? The children that
right.
played on Nickelodeon.
Why they Ray Nahouse?
A documentary about. Where is the, you know, the 70,000 black women that go missing? Where is Homeland Security then? I mean, I'm raising an eyebrow because you have to think about, you know, what were they going in to seize? The names and, you know, to see what Diddy had to erase certain names, because we know one thing for sure and two for certain, that Diddy was dealing with the elites.
Right.
Any name that was big. Matter of fact, the only reason they dealt with Diddy because he was connected on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? The Royals, music, radio, TV, everybody was at Diddy parties, even T.D. Jakes. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Just to name a few. So, I mean, I'm raising the eyebrow because, again, where was Homeland Security when the Catholic priest raped all of those children? You know,
yeah, where they wound up for that?
It's, I'm just talking about, like, you know, Diddy is he's a small fish in a big pond, you know. And I'm just wondering, where is the names that were supposed to have been released, you know, with Jeffrey Epstein? Where is the flight reports? Where is everybody that's supposed to have been arrested that we know was connected to Pedo Island? You know, on top of the names that's supposed to be dropped. And now you have this situation that comes out about Diddy, and then a major bridge, a boat runs into this bridge in Boston.
Right.
So we can get ready for the food shortages and things like that. Again, America is known for creating its own atrocities to swage your attention somewhere else. But again, we have to think about this bridge that collapsed and people that are missing that was driving across that bridge. Again, tragedies of war. And we know America is known to not only bomb on its own soil with the 9/11, all of the black communities that was bombed, how we being tear gassed and how we're being overtaxed, and now there's squatters taking over U.S. citizens' houses and the U.S. citizens trying to take their house back and the U.S. citizens going to jail for these illegals
right.
who have taken over their homes. I mean, Tori, you name it. This is the setup for this April 8th thing that I think also the government has a lot to do with. Again, this boat, that this ship that just so happened to hit the Miller Pillar of this bridge. But if you watched the bridge collapse, Tori, you can see fire like it was on pivotal points of this bridge, that the whole bridge collapsed like it was dynamite on this bridge. Okay? And then you see the ship, the lights go out like the glitch that y'all just had at the radio show. The lights go out on the ship, and then as soon as it hit this Miller Pillar, then you see the lights come back on the ship and the smoke coming from it like the engine was cut. And it goes back to, you know, them being able to control the cars, how they got, you know, certain systems set in place where they can just turn things off and stop you from going in certain places and spaces. When you think about the collapse of this bridge, think about, you know, what's next. The shortages of food, who can't cross that bridge, economics, we got the food the places where the pigs are being slaughtered and things like that being burned up, blowed up, shut down. Again, you know, it sounds like a setup to me. And I think every American citizens really need to understand. There's a book that's out here. It's called Silent Weapon for Silent Wars, that America's been known to play these games. You know, again, they said, let no tragedy go to waste. So they're going to utilize it. I think right now it's about the importance of our attention, because where your attention go, your energy flow. And right now they want individuals to be up in arms. They put us in the worst situations. You know, I was listening to Al, and I mean, America has made you who you are. America has made me who I am. So when you say that they don't have the power to make somebody do something, that's a lie. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you put individuals, when we're talking about the hip-hop, the homosexuality that's being pushed in hip-hop, they preying on children. These are young people that's coming in. Diddy was preyed on by Clive. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many individuals that was preyed on by certain individuals and put in certain situations. I don't care who you say you are, especially as a black person and being in America. Everything that you had to deal with, you were forced to. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you think about that logic, then you make it make sense. You want to play your own mind and say that you got control of certain things. But a lot of individuals who are out here homosexual, because homosexuality was forced on them. You understand what I'm saying? Like when we're talking about the children that the priest raped, all of those kids who had to deal with that sexual violation, that everybody, especially black folks, who was put on breeding farms and was raped and robbed and pillaged. Of course, there's going to be squatter laws inside the U.S. because everybody here that's not original to this planet is an illegal immigrant, and they were squatters too, because it's originally our land. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to make it make sense. Stop trying to make it seem like we have this much power, because if we had that much power, why are we in the predicament we in?
I guess 7285 says, can you finish the message from my ear? Before the power went out at my ear. This is what Felix said in the chat. I'm at my ears, Myers, and they have a little stand with the glasses, selling them so you can look at the total eclipse. I don't know. I love my eyesight. What do you think about what's going on? They're saying be prepared for the eclipse in April.
I think there's one for destruction. I think everybody should. You know, we've been talking about it since the pandemic.
Right.
You know, everybody should have water because you don't know what's coming. Again, the way we been, when they're on top of you, it's too late. You know, so preparation is key, because we always reactionary. And again, we know if you've read any of the books that speaks to you about how war started and things like that, you know that there's several phases. What you don't want to do is get caught up in the one and two phase, which is trying to go to a grocery store, fighting with somebody to get water, to get, you know, food and things like that, when you can miss the one and phase one and two by preparing yourself ahead of time. So you should have like walkie-talkies, candles, you know, perishable food items, canned goods. You should be prepared for whatever's coming, because America is the way that it's happening now. Ain't no telling where it's going toward, to be totally honest with you, because everything is irate at this point. Ain't no telling what's coming.
8211 says, they watched the video of the boat hitting the bridge, and they didn't see any fire. That's what they said on the lines.
Tell them to pay attention to the top of each point of that bridge. Tell them, just Google it or go on Instagram or X, because they're showing massive clips. Where is the smoke and the sparks coming from? At the end of the day, the bottom line is, you know, this is major. Get ready for food shortages, or them saying, you know, consuming whatever. However, make sure that you just paying attention and you're ready for what's to come.
Right.
So you don't get caught off guard.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's the main idea.
You know, we always talked about being prepared, but now this eclipse, they're saying a lot of things about this eclipse, and when they start posting be prepared, it's two things that they are sticking out there. How to view it, you know, take precaution. And then what if the internet access go down? Like what just happened during the show when I was trying to read the chat. But thank God we was prepared. Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Saving the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown. Hey, look, a lot of people are discussing a lot of things that's going on in America right now. But where should we be right now? Where should our energy and focus be right now?
Being in your higher self, understanding, being prepared, knowing that what's to come. Again, you know, with that bridge in Baltimore, that was a port, you know, which is going to skyrocket prices for everybody. You know, the main idea is just to make sure that you are in connection with the people that you care about the most, and y'all have what y'all need in case the phones go out. Again, we've been having glitches for a minute. of people's phones going out. They've been giving us the warnings and things about what's to come. It's time to mentally prepare yourself. Again, get in tune with yourself and the people around you that's closest to you, just so you are prepared when things go down, so you don't lose your cool. Because again, if you get emotional, you already lost the game. You're going to have a clear head, and you're going to have to be able to think when tragedy hits, you know, because again, we have to make sure we understand that if the power do go out, if the energy goes out, we're surrounded by illegals, you know, who already causing havoc. You know what I'm saying? Do you have the essentials that you need for you to protect you and your family at these pivotal times? Because they're already telling you that there's a shortage in policing, there's a shortage in, you know, the ambulance. They already telling you that, you know, gas and things. If the electric goes out, Tori, how are you supposed to get gas? Because you're putting your debit card in there. You know, you got to think about certain things. Get some candles, get some water, get some canned goods. You know, just make sure that you're straight. Again, there's three major phases. You want to miss out on as many as you possibly can of not being out in the streets and things. And as always, I'm going to tell you, get grounded. You get a chance, get out in nature, get your mind right, so you can survive whatever it is coming. We all feel it. Some know the way, but we don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Al said, ask Elizabeth Brown, can another woman force you to deal with her in a you know.
Tell Al, I was forced as a 7-year-old. I was raped. So in the reality, yes, somebody can. And as an adult, if they have more power than you, yes, they can. It's possible.
All right. Hey, look, I appreciate you for tapping in today, Elizabeth Brown. Thank you for being on the front lines. As usual, wow, we got a lot of work to do.
As always, King, one love.
All right. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Tori Love from 104, let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all for tapping in the show today. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Hey, look, y'all be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next.